Chapter 17, The Message of Malachi. The reproof and warning and promise of the Lord are given in definite language in, Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, Wherein have we robbed thee? The Lord answers, In tithes and offerings. Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. The Lord of heaven challenges those whom he has supplied with his bounties to prove him. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. This message has lost none of its force. It is just as fresh in its importance as God's gifts are fresh and continual. There is no difficulty in understanding our duty in the light of this message, given through God's holy prophet. We are not left to stumble along in darkness and disobedience. The truth is plainly stated, and it can be clearly understood by all who wish to be honest in the sight of God. A tithe of all our income is the Lord's. He lays his hand upon that portion which he has specified that we shall return to him, and says, I allow you to use my bounties after you have laid aside the tenth, and have come before me with gifts and offerings. The Lord calls for his tithe to be given into his treasury. Strictly, honestly, and faithfully, let this portion be returned to him. Besides this, he calls for your gifts and offerings. No one is compelled to present his tithe or his gifts and offerings to the Lord, but just as surely as God's word is given to us, just so surely will he require his own with usury at the hand of every human being. If men are unfaithful in rendering to God his own, if they disregard God's charge to his stewards, they will not long have the blessing of that which the Lord has entrusted to them. The Lord has given to every man his work. His servants are to act in partnership with him. If they choose, men may refuse to connect themselves with their Maker, they may refuse to give themselves to his service, and trade upon his entrusted goods, they may fail to exercise frugality and self-denial, and may forget that the Lord requires a return of what he has given them. All such are unfaithful stewards. A faithful steward will do all he possibly can in the service of God. The one object before him will be the great need of the world. He will realize that the message of truth is to be given, not only in his own neighborhood, but in the regions beyond. When men cherish this spirit, the love of the truth and the sanctification they will receive through the truth, will banish avarice, overreaching, and every species of dishonesty. A daring repudiation. I understand that you are also proclaiming that we should not pay tithe. My brother, take off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon you are standing is holy ground. The Lord has spoken in regard to paying tithes. He has said, Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. Very recently I have had direct light from the Lord upon this question, that many Seventh-day Adventists were robbing God in tithes and offerings, and it was plainly revealed to me that Malachi has stated the case as it really is. Then how dare any man even think in his heart that a suggestion to withhold tithes and offerings is from the Lord? Where, my brother, have you stepped out of the path? Oh, get your feet back in the straight path again. Robbing God. To have your name on the church book does not make you a Christian. You are to bring your gifts to the altar of sacrifice, cooperating with God to the utmost of your ability, that through you he may reveal the beauty of his truth. Withhold nothing from the Savior. All is his. You would have nothing to give did he not first give to you. Selfishness has come in, and has appropriated to itself that which belongs to God. This is covetousness, which is idolatry. Men monopolize that which God has lent them, as though it were their own property, to do with as they please. When their power to grasp wealth is gratified, they think that their possessions make them of value in the sight of God. This is a snare, a deception of Satan. What does outward pomp and show avail? What do men and women gain by pride and self-indulgence? What shall profit a man, if he shall gain the whole world, and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Worldly treasure is fleeting. Only through Christ can we obtain eternal riches. The wealth that He gives is beyond all computation. Having found God, you are supremely rich in the contemplation of His treasure. Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him. Ask yourself the question, what am I doing with the Lord's talents? Are you placing yourselves where the words are applicable to you? Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation? We are living in a time of solemn privilege and sacred trust, a time in which our destiny is being decided for life or for death. Let us come to our senses. You who claim to be children of God, bring your tithes to His treasury. Make your offerings willingly and abundantly, according as God has prospered you. Remember that the Lord has entrusted you with talents, upon which you are to trade diligently for Him. Remember also that the faithful servant takes no credit to himself. All the praise and glory is given to the Lord. Thou deliveredst unto me thy pound. No gain could have been made unless there had first been a deposit. There could have been no interest without the principal. The capital was advanced by the Lord. Success in trading comes from Him, and to Him belongs the glory. Oh, if all who have a knowledge of the truth would only obey the teaching of this truth! Why is it that men, standing on the very threshold of the eternal world, are so blinded? There is not a dearth of means, generally speaking, among Seventh-day Adventists. But many Seventh-day Adventists fail to realize the responsibility which rests upon them to cooperate with God and Christ for the saving of souls. They do not show forth to the world the great interest God has in sinners. They do not make the most of the opportunities granted them. The leprosy of selfishness has taken hold of the church. The Lord Jesus Christ will heal the church of this terrible disease if she will be healed. The remedy is found in the 58th chapter of Isaiah. A serious matter. It is a serious thing to embezzle the Lord's goods, to practice robbery toward God, for in so doing the perceptions become perverted and the heart hardened. How barren is the religious experience, how clouded is the understanding, of one who loves not God with pure, unselfish love, and who fails, therefore, to love his neighbor as himself. The last great day will reveal to them and to the whole universe what good might have been done, had they not followed their selfish inclinations, and thus robbed God in tithes and offerings. They might have placed their treasure in the bank of heaven, and preserved it in bags that wax not old, but instead of doing this, they expended it upon themselves and their children, and seemed to feel afraid that the Lord would get any of their money or their influence, and thus they met with eternal loss. Let them contemplate the consequence of withholding from God. The slothful servant, who puts not out his Lord's money to usury, loses an eternal inheritance in the kingdom of glory. To defraud God is the greatest crime of which man can be guilty, and yet this sin is deep and widespread. Every dollar charged. Will you withhold from God His own? Will you divert from the treasury the portion of means which the Lord claims as His? If so, you are robbing God, and every dollar is charged against you in the books of heaven. Why the blessing is withheld from some. Hasten, my brethren and sisters, to bring to God a faithful tithe, and to bring Him also a willing thank offering. There are many who will not be blessed till they make restitution of the tithe which they have withheld. God is waiting for you to redeem the past. The hand of the holy law is laid upon every soul who enjoys God's benefits. Let those who have kept back their tithe make an accurate reckoning, and bring to the Lord that of which they have robbed His work. Make restitution, and bring the Lord peace offerings. Let Him take hold of my strength, that He may make peace with me, and He shall make peace with me. If you acknowledge that you have done wrong in misappropriating His goods, and freely and fully repent, he will forgive your transgression. Darkness brought into the churches. Some fail to educate the people to do their whole duty. They preach that part of our faith which will not create opposition and displease their hearers, but they do not declare the whole truth. The people enjoy their preaching, but there is a lack of spirituality, because the claims of God are not met. His people do not give him in tithes and offerings that which is his own. This robbery of God, which is practiced by both rich and poor, brings darkness into the churches, and the minister who labors with them, and who does not show them the plainly revealed will of God, is brought under condemnation with the people, because he neglects his duty. Selfish withholding recorded. God reads the covetous thought in every heart that purposes to withhold from him. Those who are selfishly, neglectful in paying their tithes, and bringing their gifts and offerings to the treasury, God sees. The Lord Jehovah understands it all. As a book of remembrance is written before him of them that fear the Lord, and that think upon his name, so there is a record kept of all who are appropriating to themselves the gifts which God entrusted to them to use for the salvation of souls. Great loss to the unfaithful steward. The promise to those who honor God with their substance still stands upon record on the sacred page. If the Lord's people had faithfully obeyed his directions, the promise would have been fulfilled to them. But when men disregard the claims of God, plainly set before them, the Lord permits them to follow their own way, and reap the fruit of their doings. Whoever appropriates to his own use the portion that God has reserved, is proving himself an unfaithful steward. He will lose not only that which he has withheld from God, but also that which was committed to him as his own.